Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps is carrying out a massive military drill in the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. The first stage demonstrates naval battle tactics. It involves speedboats targeting a replica of a U.S. aircraft carrier and firing a four shore-to-sea cruise missiles at mock enemy targets. Iran's president says sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program are a violation of human rights. Hassan Rouhani says all illegal and cruel sanctions must be lifted at the end of the negotiations with the P5 plus one countries. He says Iranians will not accept humiliation or the continuation of sanctions. The Syriac National Council of Syria says ISIL terrorists have kidnapped at least 150 Christians from villages outside the northeastern town of Tel Hamis. The Syrian Christian group says that women and the elderly are among the abducted Assyrians. Some 700 villagers have reportedly fled their homes following. Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank have set a Palestinian mosque on fire. The attackers also left Hebrew graffiti at the site. It reportedly read, "Revenge against the indigenous Arab population of the occupied territories." Locals managed to extinguish the fire before it spread to the entire building. A Bahraini court has adjourned the trial of opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman until late March. It has also decided to keep Salman in jail until then, despite his lawyer's request for his release. Salman says he has sought reforms by legal and peaceful means. British media says that 431 children were tasered by police in England and Wales in 2013. The Home Office taser database shows a 38% increase compared to the year before. It also shows the youngest person to have a taser aimed at them was only 11 years old. French police say that unidentified drones have flown over Paris for a second night in a row. Witnesses caught sight of at least five drones over the U.S. Embassy, the Eiffel Tower, and several other sensitive landmarks. Five separate aircraft were also spotted the previous night.